At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and today I'm really pleased to introduce Ben McGuire from HMS Spirits Company. He is joining the team at Yachting International Radio. How are you?
Fantastic. Really excited to be joining the team there. Thanks ever so much for involving me.
Yeah, well, tell us what you're up to then. What's going to be going on?
So we're going to be putting out a brand new drinks and cocktail show. We're going to call it the Mess Mixologist. And we're going to be kind of showcasing drinks for your guests, various different ideas that you can make. Nothing overly complicated because there's a kind of restricted amount of things on a yacht, but to try and give you some different ideas. When movement opens up again, I generally travel quite a bit. So we'll be looking at local products from different places and then different garnishes that you can use as well.
And is this going to be sort of a really chilled out kind of show, some fun show?
Yeah, it's nothing. I mean, there's nothing too professional about it. We kind of want to make sure that we're making decent drinks, but we want a lot of fun along the way. I'm really keen to kind of get crew involved, get them to send in their cocktails, which we'll recreate, maybe tweak, see what we can do with them. People's cocktail stories, the best that they've had, the worst that they've had. And make it as interactive as possible for people.
Well, tell us a little bit about Ben. Where are you from and what got you to where you are today? I mean, obviously you've got a love of spirits, so that came into play at some point, didn't it?
Yeah. So I think playing rugby my entire life and going to university kind of helps instill a love of spirits. But yeah, I've always been, during my life, made beer, cider, some truly horrific wine. But my kind of love of producing spirits happened about 6 years ago on a trip to Budapest. I came across a homebrew shop. They had on sale a 35-litre copper still, and I shipped it back to the UK to essentially start moonshining in my garage. So,
is that legal in the UK?
It's legal if you buy the initial spirit, if you kind of essentially buy a base, a neutral grain spirit. I was at the time just using vodka and kind of redistilling with various botanicals because I was kind of keen on gin at the time. I actually was making my own base spirit too, and then redistilling that a few times. So then I just spent 4 years as a hobby, just generally kind of pottering around. It started off as rocket fuel, was truly disgusting. You could kind of power a tractor on it, I reckon. And then eventually I came up with the recipe for what is now HMS Spirits' flagship spirit, our Mary Rose Gin, which I initially brewed or distilled at 86%. Took that to a rugby club end of season barbecue, and the guys, as rugby players would, they quite enjoyed it. And that was back in early stages of 2016.
Wouldn't that make somebody literally paralytic?
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to drink a lot of it without being able to kind of having a fall down. But yeah, so then from there, I always knew that I wanted to do something for myself, but it needed to be something I was passionate about. So I grew up on the South Coast. I live near Southampton in the New Forest. Always kind of sailed as a kid, and I had a love of powerboats, as well as kind of touching into the yachting industry through various contacts. My granddad was in the Royal Navy, so I grew up with tales of his kind of swashbuckling days. And so I wanted the company to mean something to me, so I called it HMS Spirits in his memory. And now we're fortunate enough to have a range of 3 award-winning gins, globally award-winning gins, with various different spirits in the pipeline, probably with a rum next.
Wow. So why is it gin? Why was gin your first sort of go?
I think it all stemmed to university. I put on way too much weight drinking a lot of beer in my first year at uni, and I decided that I couldn't keep upping gin sizes. So I kind of moved to gin and tonic, which I think I read in one of the fitness magazines is kind of one of the least calorific drinks. And that coincided with the UK laws changing that craft distillers could kind of take, start businesses and get licenses. And I kind of followed the renaissance the whole way through, really enjoying different gin and tonics. I've always worked, certainly in my younger years, in various different bars. So always been kind of making cocktails and it's kind of just stemmed from there, really. So it was the one spirit that's relatively easy to produce. You don't need to lay it down for a long time like a whiskey. And so it was the easiest one to start with as well. Like I say, we're going to move on to other things. And it's so versatile in drinks, gin. Like, so it's a good one to start with.
Well, how do you make gin? Like, I'm not asking for your secret recipes, but how what do you start with when you're making gin, for example?
Okay, so you start with a neutral base. So we use neutral grain spirit, 100% organic British wheat grain. Essentially, you can use anything. A spirit made from potatoes. You can make a spirit from grapes, a kind of a grappa-style base. And then the legal definition of a gin is a juniper-led spirit. So you then add your various botanicals to your base. If you're making it at home, you could just use a kind of vodka base. Then you add juniper berries. Something like coriander, orris root, angelica root. Normally a citrus would go in there, maybe almond. And then that's kind of the base that goes into the still. And then you can add your various bits, which we won't go into overly because, again, they are kind of, these ones are set for us. But there's a lot out there that you can try.
And so you distill it. How many times do you have to distill it? Like, because you only distill it once and it's quite strong, isn't it?
Yeah, so... On ours, we buy in a really high quality base. So we buy in a triple distilled neutral grain spirit, which is made from 100% organic British wheat. And then we distill it once with our botanicals. We cold steep most of our botanicals for 48 hours. So that's essentially just sit in the pot, kind of hanging around until you fire this still up. Our Mary Rose and our Dreadnought, our Navy Strength gin, they both have rosemary in, which can be quite overpowering. So we only put that in for the final 12 hours of the steep, and then we fire it up.
Wow. Do you know what? I guess the days of, Prohibition, that was huge. And then, myself being from Canada, we had stills in much of the areas of where I grew up for the simple fact that, it was carted across the border into the U.S. So it's something that is sort of folklore and you don't actually really think about it. It doesn't matter whether you go into a bar or restaurant, you order a gin and tonic or you order a vodka Coke or whatever it may be. You don't actually think of the origins. It's just, it comes out of the bottle. But talking to someone like you, to realize that, your first attempt was 86% proof. I mean, we used to go to Hyder, Alaska, and in Hyder, Alaska, we would get Hyderized. And that was like, I think 99.9% proof alcohol. You had to drink a shot glass entirely without bringing it back up again. And they would put a match in to make sure that it didn't ignite. And if the match didn't ignite and you didn't bring it back up again, then you would be considered hyderized and you would get a t-shirt.
That sounds worse than my rugby club initiation drink, to be honest. That's really bold. I'm impressed.
Well, you know what? When you grow up in Northern British Columbia, Canada, there really isn't much else to do.
Yeah, yeah. I was just drinking neat spirit. Happy days.
I know, right? It explains a lot about me. But this isn't about me. We are talking about you. Is your gin available throughout Europe? Is it available around the world? Where is it available at the moment?
So it can be purchased globally via Master of the Malt, who are based in the UK. We've just started opening up export talks. Brexit didn't really help in terms of export to Europe because a lot of pending talks kind of stopped 18 months, 2 years ago. We are stopped by a couple of yacht provisioners, onshore sellers being one down in Antibes in France. But we're looking to expand our distribution base. So keen to speak to any distributors that would like to get involved. We will be using the HMS Spirits range for all of the gin cocktails. We'll also be using local things when I travel to different places and other brands that I'm keen on as well.
Nice. Well, we're really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great addition to the Friday nights. I know we also have a chef coming on board as well, going to be doing a chef show. So it's going to be all food and drink all Friday nights.
That's a perfect Friday.
I know, right?
Yeah.
What more do you need? Friday nights for me, perfect. You stay in, have a few drinks with your friends, get together, create a great meal. Job done.
Happy days. Bring it on.
Well, Ben, we're really excited about having you on board. And I encourage everybody out there to tune in every single Friday night, 7 p.m. CET time, 1900 hours for those of you that are in the yachting industry, of course, the 24-hour clock. I say 7 p.m. because I'm North American. So, you know, for those North Americans out there. And we'll make sure to let everybody know the times, where they can listen, where they can tune in. It will also be on podcast format if you're looking for podcast format too. So yeah, thank you so much, Ben. HMS Spirits, we're going to make sure to provide all the information in regards to the company underneath this interview in case you are interested in ordering any of his products, the three products that he's got right now, or a distribution.
Thank you, Ria. Can't wait to be part of it and look forward to seeing all the audience very soon.
Wonderful. Once again, you have been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.